Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio. What you want to hear, what's going on in our county, our city, our state, and our nation. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460 at 7:06 in the morning, September, of course, the 18th. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. Have you noticed it's darker in the morning now?
I've noticed that I'm out having to turn on lights when the elk killer wants to go out and wander around in the morning, which we'll talk about that.
Happens about this time of year every year.
Yeah, imagine that. That's because you let the summer slip away.
I'm telling you. There's actually
what do I have to do?
Study about this, that as we age, our perception of time changes. That's why summers last forever when you're a kid.
Well, this one lasted forever.
Yeah. Sunny today, a high near 85, and mostly clear tonight, a low around 58. It'll be sunny tomorrow, the high near the 90-degree mark. We are looking at 60 degrees in Reading.
60 degrees, wow. And how high is it, how hot's it going to be today?
It'll be around, right around 85. Good fall, Indian summer. Is it that still a politically acceptable term?
I'm not sure because the Washington Redskins, coach is on the hot seat, it seems like every other week. And, you know, there's all these things going on. Today we've got, of course, Sheriff Bisenko coming on. They launched Shasta's Most Wanted. I believe that, I think Chief Paletti is going to also stop by today, around 8:30. And, they're going to, you know, discuss this, if not sooner, about the Most Wanted. The Most Wanted, of course, are the ones that don't show up for court. If you ever do take a look at the, Shasta mugshots that is not existent, but sometimes you'll see things that the sheriff puts out or the police department, and underneath it, when they arrest him for something, and probably 90% of the cases, it's also a FTA, failure to appear. So we're going to be talking about that today. We've got, game changers here with EDC, and we also have one of our businesses, Grilled Bites, will be here in town, who has thrived through this recession. We'll talk to him how he did that. But let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are mixed so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 15,519. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,705, and the NASDAQ is positive 4 at 3,750. Active stocks this morning include Nokia up 26 cents at $6.53, and Bank of America up 2 cents at $14.57. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 13 cents at $21.58, and Pepsi is down 17 cents at $81.49. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.84%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $8.40 at $1,301. Silver is down 25 cents at $21.53, and crude oil is up 27 cents at $103.73. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much for our Wells Fargo and market update. If you need help on what's happening, these are the ones you need to go to, Kathy or Chris or Susan or Josh. You give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or check out their offices on Park Marina Drive. Great offices down there. Our Wells Fargo advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I've got some comments and things that are going on. Then we'll start with Game Changers. We'll be right back.
Outside the Wire, The Fringe, The Conspiracies, The Possibilities.
Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This Friday night, high school football again takes center stage right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the Central Valley Falcons. The action starts at 7 o'clock live from Community Stadium on the campus of Enterprise High School. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Central Valley Falcons. Friday night football on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's in Sacramento. Her parents are downsizing, which means we're upsizing. I don't know what it meant last night when she said, where's the nearest trailer, rental trailer place she can hang on to the back of the Jeep? I'm sure we're not getting any extra stuff coming in here, but hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with that great coffee. And I tell you what, it's getting colder. You're going to be needing that. And of course, walk next door for the finest walk-in humidor in the state, right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts. What do you want to say? What?
You'll know you're in trouble when the camera crew from Hoarders starts showing up on your doorstep.
You know, I tell you, I mean, how many, you know, there's a storage facility that sends her Christmas cards, you know, and birthday cards, and you know what, occasionally thank you cards. Hey, the Navy Yard shooter, turns out that, you know, a long series of mental problems, did not have an assault rifle, as many people seem to think, as was announced on CNN on the news and Piers Morgan and several others, that he was armed with an assault rifle. Well, he wasn't. There was no assault rifle involved. He had a shotgun. He had a hunting shotgun, it appears, that he had bought 2 days before. There's a perfect example of laws not being followed. He had been arrested, there had been two instances in his past that had something to do with weapons violations. The police had talked to the Navy Yard saying this guy's got some serious mental problems, and yet it fell through the cracks. If the laws had been obeyed, he wouldn't have been able to get the gun. As it is, he came in with a shotgun and killed a guard and wounded another and took their pistols. One of the big things is the Navy Yard is a no weapons area. And you've got all these Marines standing around that got weapons but no ammo. That, as they pointed out, we were trained to clear these buildings, but they had no ammo. And the weapons were locked up in the armory. And it's anytime you have a restricted weapons area, and what kind of places are those? No weapons zones like schools, courthouses, colleges, places it seems like where mass shootings occur. So with this case, though, as horrible as it is, and already the gun control advocates are screaming for something to be done, everything was done according to the laws. And this is what people need to understand. It's not the criminals will not obey laws, whether it's about guns or taking your car or breaking into your house or stealing your software or hacking into your computers or hitting you in the head and taking your purse. They don't obey laws. They are criminals. Okay. Yesterday in Reading City Council voted to take a look, or they're going to have discussions now on seceding from California. Siskiyou County, I think, has already decided to do that. I don't know if Shasta County, it's an election year. Maybe we can get the supervisors may go along with this because it's an election year. Otherwise, they ignore those things. Okay. Something is coming up here in a week. And it is exciting. It is truly changing the face of Reading. And it's called Game Changers. And I have with me our EDC rep, Hope Seth. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
This is exciting, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Is this the second one or the third one?
This is the third.
This is the third one, but this one is the best.
Absolutely. It gets better every year.
Can you tell everybody what the Game Changer is?
Sure. So Game Changers is really a presentation to the community of the innovation and the startups and entrepreneurship that dwells right here in Shasta County.
Okay, and when we say that, there's are a number of businesses that have, that we think of, you hear these things, they're negative. They're negative about Shasta County and Reading. Oh, there's no, well, I mean, who wants to do business here? Nobody's going to start a business here, blah, blah, blah. It's really untrue. That we have lots of businesses that start up. We have lots of businesses that have an international flavor.
Absolutely. And that's really where our emphasis lies, is creating a more stable economy through global trade and global businesses. And you'd be amazed at the number of businesses that we have right here that have product and a presence. And we were counting the countries. I think it's over 50 countries that we have product going out from Shasta County to.
Is Southern California counted as a separate
I used to live there. I kind of think it does now.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got one of our business owners here that has a big footprint with his company. We're going to be introducing him. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about the Game Changers that's coming up on the
Friday the 27th.
Friday the 27th of this month. We'll be right back.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region.
This October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Rick, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Co., Carmona's Appliances, Paul Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Hey, our guest, Hope Seth from the EDC, our Economic Development Council.
Corporation Council,
C. And, you know, we also have Randall Stevens with us from File Life. We're going to get to him in just a second. Now, the 27th is when we're doing the Game Changers.
Absolutely. So on the 27th, we're going to have over 16 companies that are either new startups in the last year, or they have a new innovative product that is being recognized on a global level. And it's at the Civic Auditorium. We have displays from 11 to 12 where people can browse around and see these different companies and see what they're doing and what they're about. And then we have a presentation and lunch that starts at 12 with our keynote speaker, Peter Barth, who's going to come and talk a little bit about accelerators, incubators, and coding academies, and how not necessarily medical coding, but digital coding, and how that's actually transforming rural areas like ours to be technology hubs.
And that is important, that people can come up here, live the great lifestyle up here, and still have contact with everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay. How do people get tickets to this?
Yes, you can actually call the EDC office, which is 224-4920, or you can go online if you'd like a little more information or to register online, and it's at gamechangers2013.com, and tickets are $25.
Okay. Now, let's give an example of one of the businesses that's going to be here, and it's Randall Stevens with File Life. And my friends, you've heard so much about the NSA and people getting into your files and your email and all this. Well, Randall says that doesn't have to happen, and he's got a business to make sure it doesn't. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
Now, you were a Reading native, left, and came back here, and your wife is teaching out at Simpson. But your name of your company is FileLife. What exactly do you do?
Well, as you know, we live in a digital world. So living in a digital world, a lot of people share information, either share it through social networks, share it through business relationships, by sharing files, emails. Once you share that information, it's gone. It's out of your control.
You have, you know, every time that you say you write something, that's it. Everybody's now got access to it.
That's right. You hit the send button, you've lost it, basically. What FileLife does is it gives you the ability to remain in control of that digital information no matter where it goes throughout the world. So to give you an example, if I were to actually take any type of file, whether it's a photo, document, throw it into an email, or even the email itself, and I share it with you, I send it to you, FileLife gives you the ability to kill that if I don't want you to ever look at it again. And so what that gives you the ability to do is to ensure that your digital information doesn't go viral, doesn't fall into the wrong hands. And let's assume that I only wanted you to have access to it to one day. At that point, I can actually have it self-expire. So
you can can you make it so that I can just send it to you?
They
can't pass it on?
That's exactly what it does. It gives you complete control over that file or that email no matter where it is in the world.
So you send me a photo of you out on the beach or something like that. And there's coded that, oh, hey, look, I know 1,000 people like to see this. I can't do that.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. NSA. They want to look at my emails.
Well, what FileLife does with NSA in a situation like that is if you encrypt the file and you share that file, what ends up happening is the encrypted content and the key live in two different places. So even if the NSA were to come after us and say, hey, look, we want to see what that data is, you're only having a key in the data, which at that point, the NSA wouldn't be able to put the two together. And so FileLife actually gives you the ability to ensure that that data stays encrypted no matter where it goes throughout its life. That's where FileLife came from, is protecting the file throughout its life.
Okay, now you can also, you also have a map. So when you send out an email, you can follow your email everywhere. Is that correct?
Yes. What we have the technology to do is if I actually send out a file with someone and I allow that file to be forwarded on, at that point I can click on that file and say, show me everybody that's looking at this file and where it lives in the world. And at that point, it'll pull up a Google map, and it'll start populating that Google map with who's looking at the file, what they're doing with that file at any given time.
It'll tell you who's looking at it?
It'll tell you who's looking at it, what they're
doing
with it.
Even if you don't know who they are, does it just give an IP address, or does it?
It gives an IP address, and it gives their name because they've signed up through an account. And so what I could do at that point is, let's assume that I shared a file with you or shared an email, and I allowed you to forward that on. Now, you forwarded it on to 10 of your friends. If I all of a sudden see that file showing up in Russia, or I see it showing up in China or wherever it's showing up, I can say for that particular person or that particular area, kill it, and it's dead. And so I can assure that that file doesn't go into a place I don't want it to be.
That might be a good thing for the government to use.
Well, I would assume so.
Okay, you know, because I've noticed that when I was in Iraq, I'd be getting an email about something. It would be a joke from this group. And within 12 hours, I'd be getting the same joke from somebody that completely, I mean, they're a world away.
Yeah.
It's that fast.
Yep.
I mean, you know, because whoever started this. And, so you can then limit who sees it. You can take a look at, oh my gosh, I don't really don't want it to be over in Malaysia, and I'll just kill all these off and it'll just disappear.
Correct.
Yep. This is cool. Yep. So how do people get this? I mean, how do people sign up for your product?
Sure. So basically, from a business standpoint, we're focusing in on the three vertical markets, which would be healthcare, legal, and financial. However, there's aspects to the product that any consumer can use, so we have a consumer product as well. Matter of fact, if you go to free.filelife.com, you can actually download a free version of it. It's limited in its features, but it still works for any type of consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have subscription models from that point forward, which actually gives you more geographic location and more control over those files.
This is very, very interesting, especially, you know, for people who don't want everybody having access to their email and go, who wants to go viral? Bob?
I do have a question. What if you use a sharing service such as Dropbox or some other cloud-based service? Does this work in that realm as well? Because now you've got another layer of addresses in there.
As the technology builds out, we're going to be integrating into those type of platforms. Mm-hmm. And basically what our message is to educate people around awareness and being more in control of what they share on the Internet. And so we're going to be tapping more into the social networks. We're going to be tapping into existing platforms that people use already. Our whole message is we don't care if you use another cloud. We don't care if you use another service. Protect it first with FileLife, and then you'll be in control. If you look out there, there's enough information about your Dropboxes and your Box.com and all those kind of companies where there's not a lot of security around those files. And so if you FileLife it before you put it in the cloud, you'll remain in control.
That's a huge thing. Now, you're going to be out here at the Game Changers, and you'll be able to, you'll have your table set up. And this is just one of the businesses that EDC is bringing together here to show. Here's a business that has literally a worldwide application. I like it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, my goodness. Just to see where an email goes. Just put something out there and just follow it. Of course, then all day long, there you are. Oh, look. It made it to Iceland. You could have races. Anyway, Randall Sharp from the FileLife. Sounds great. Friday the 27th?
Yes.
Not too late to get tickets?
Nope. Get them by this Friday.
Get them by this Friday. You have to get them by this Friday.
Yeah.
And for next Friday.
Yes.
And then what happens with you? Do you go in? Is there lunch or anything? Or is there just there's a luncheon?
Absolutely. There's a catered lunch. We're expecting 350 people in attendance, and it's going to be a great presentation.
Okay. Get your tickets. Hey, thanks a lot, Randall, for coming in. And okay, we'll be right back after the news with a business that's thrived during the recession. We'll be right back.
Business Network builders broke ground on new homes at an annual rate of 891,000 in August. That's up 0.9% from July, but short of the estimate for 917,000. Still starts for just single-family homes rose to their highest level since February. Meanwhile, August building permits, a sign of future activity, came in at a rate of 918,000, down 3.8% from July and down from the estimate for 950,000. Guns are no longer welcome at Starbucks. CEO Howard Schultz released a statement requesting customers not bring guns into Starbucks stores or seating areas yesterday. Starbucks has had a long-standing policy of defaulting to local gun laws. Schultz says the new request is not an outright ban on guns, and customers with guns will still be served. And Walgreens says it will shift more than 160,000 employees to a private health insurance exchange next year, part of a growing movement by corporations to cut health care costs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
CEOs, feeling irritable? Employees lacking commitment? You could be suffering from business low T or low technology, an affliction commonly associated with outdated human capital management systems. Paycom uses unique technology to increase employee efficiency, reducing risk while eliminating low T. With Paycom, your business T levels will skyrocket. Switch easily. Call 855-94-PAYCOM. Use code RESULTS and receive free 7 tips to consider when switching HR and payroll companies. 855-94-PAYCOM or paycom.com.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, Linda's in Sacramento this week. 60 degrees out there is going to be a great day. It's getting a little cooler out there, at least this week. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Hey, for our last section there that we just had with the Economic Development Corporation and their Game Changer, which is going to be a week from Friday on the 27th. We had Randall Sharp in here from Life, from FileLife.
FileLife, yes.
FileLife, who is the which is a way of guarding your files. And he said before he left, he just let people know is that they're working on it on the software right now so that they can give it to parents. So parents now have control of what goes out and what, you know, and from their kids. Even better. I mean, now you can track the software. You can track anything you put out and then you can kill it. Say you hit that wrong send. Like you put in, like I have, how many Bobs do I have in my, so I send it to the wrong Bob and I go, oh, so you can send something that says, hey, do not open this, send it back. Well, of course everybody opens it up and looks at it before they send it back.
There is a huge issue with, underage minors sending out cell phone file pictures of inappropriate photos and,
sexting.
Those actually end up being spread all over the place. So,
I think it's got, you know, it's a lot of potential. Anyway, this, he's just one of the ones that, they're going to have. They're going to have 15 of these, Game Changers down there at the, convention center to, you know, luncheon and all that. To me, it's a, I'd find a way to get there from everybody if I was you. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, locally owned family operator. That means a lot to all of us here. And they have competitive prices. They also offer senior and veterans discounts. What else can you say? Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. You know, in this last, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, I'm not even sure if it's getting any, am I going to be looking back, the last 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of this economy? It's difficult to open up something and make it work. Well, Brian Garcia, who is our guest here, opened up a place called Gorilla Bites.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
We're doing good. The weather, I love the weather changing.
Isn't this nice?
It's beautiful out there right now.
Gorilla Bites. Yep. First of all, let's talk about you, Brian.
Yeah.
Are you a resident here?
No. Nope.
Lifelong? You moved up here, right?
Born and raised Southern California and, just needed to get out and had been traveling through and to Redding a couple times for vacation. And it was someday place to be and finally said, forget it. I'm going to come up here now and try to figure out how to make it. So.
Oh, okay. So was it like an epiphany there that day?
Or no, what? We'd been coming up, for about 5 years doing vacations here, to Whiskey Town and going to some conferences and, had a lot of friends, that were, we had some friends that had become pastors over at the Bethel Church there and been visiting them a lot. Mm-hmm. And so we just got tired of visiting and wanted to live.
Okay.
So,
well, good. So that started it?
Yeah, 2007, moved up here and, was working construction and then construction slowed down. So I tried to figure a way to stay here and decided to open the restaurant.
Slowed down is a nice word
for
that.
Yeah, it was commercial construction. So it almost stopped. So.
Yeah. I mean, geez. I mean, you know, I just saw where it's the poverty rate is still 15%. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, the unemployment rate when they talk unemployment is, it's not a true figure anymore. It's not a true figure because they don't count people who have stopped looking
right.
at people out of the workforce.
Or even people that are underemployed.
Underemployed. How many, and then with, okay, I'm not going to get into that part.
I know.
We're here to talk Gorilla Bites.
Yeah.
How did you get into Gorilla Bites?
It's funny. We came here and, you know, we ate out a lot, my wife and I, and we were tired of the choices and, you know, we've been healthy eaters for quite a while and just really wanted someplace healthy to eat. At that time, I was working for a developer in Chico, so I was traveling to Chico every day, and found myself eating at the Gorilla Bites in Chico there. They had a Gorilla Bites in Chico, and I kept on bugging the owner there to open up a place in Rennie, and he kept on encouraging me to do it, and a year and a half later, I said, okay, and started to do it. So
what year was this?
I started the process in late 2008.
Okay.
And it took about a year and a half to get it off the ground because of finances. I had a partner who was going to invest some money in there with me and the economy turned down and all his equity that he thought he had to help invest wasn't there anymore. And so, I had to range from other equity, change some things, sell some 401ks and make it work. So,
well, I have friends that, they had, business, ventures in Vegas on the strip. They had the architecture, the plans, everything.
Yep.
And they had the loans.
Yep.
They had the loans to start. This is in Vegas on the strip. The banks pulled out.
Yep.
Pulled their money. And, which then all the people that were involved in this.
Yeah.
Lost everything. So you didn't lose everything.
Didn't lose everything.
And you were able to move forward ahead.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Gorilla Bites and your building of this and your success in this, in this very tough industry of food.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station.
Hey, you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. That's right, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln dealership. What can I say? Neighbors making great deals for you, whether it's new, used, or what kind of vehicle it is, car, truck, or SUV. Give them a call at 223-2177 or check them out at 555 Cypress Avenue. It's, you know, when you go in there, the people are extremely courteous. They're very knowledgeable, and they're there to help you. And their service department is just outstanding. Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Brian Garcia from Gorilla Bites. And Brian was just talking about how getting the, you know, partners backing out at the last minute. But you're able to persevere on because you believed in this.
We believed in it. It was a product we knew that the area wanted because there was enough people who wanted to eat healthy and have a healthy alternative and choice. So we really felt that if we took the gamble and brought something to the market that nobody else was doing, that we would create an audience. And it's just been able to try to persevere through that to get our name out and try to stay consistent with a quality product and take care of it. So it was, we didn't want to be another sandwich shop. We didn't want to be another burger joint. And we wanted to differentiate ourselves in the market with the healthy alternative choices and try to help people get healthy.
Sure. Like I understand that. And I tell you what, your menu is just outstanding.
Well, thank you.
And I mean, I go down there and you're located, of course, in
the promenade there.
The promenade there and, easy to get to.
Yeah. First time's a little hard, but once you get there, you know where it is.
Well, you know, I mean, it's, and your employees are extremely friendly and all this. I had the Thai tuna.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hooked on that.
Yep.
I go down, I just get the side.
Yep.
Just give me, you know, the Thai tuna. It's sufficient. And the, what is it? The green,
green smoothie. Mega green smoothie.
The mega green smoothie. I feel so healthy when I walk out of there. I practically go have to have a shot of tequila.
There you go.
To balance it off.
We figured out a way to get kids to drink their vegetables. So,
this is a tough time.
It is.
And yet y'all have managed to work your way through there and,
Well, we've learned some stuff. We're trying to keep our costs down. We got our margins down about as tight as they could get. So we're more about surviving through this time than making a lot of money through this time. So, the couple investors that I have that have been patient with me and we've sort of renegotiated and they're going to see if we can make it through it and they'll start worrying about getting their money back later, you know, when it starts coming out. So in the meantime, they're holding their breath with me and, so we've eased the debt burden a little bit by just sort of pushing it off to later time. So they were gracious enough to work with me on that, to knowing that it's a tough time right now.
Well, great. But you're, like I said, when you're there, the menu is different. It's fresh. It's a lot of organic.
Yeah.
Food there. And it's, it's a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that's?
Old Norm.
Old Norm.
Yeah, he
we call him Old Norm because he says Old Norm.
Well, yeah, he's 84 years old and, you know, I think he's been retired for longer than I've been working. So, he started helping me when I was building the place. He came in and wanted to volunteer and he used to help paint the walls and do stuff. He just showed up. I didn't know him. And he was going to the chiropractor, kept on poking his head in and asking questions and finally asked if he could help. And I said, sure. And after about 6 months of helping, I said, I'm not going to be able to pay you. And he said, that's okay. Just give me a job when you open up. And that was 3.5 years ago. And,
3.5 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. We've been open. It's 3 years, 6 months right now. So
that's great.
It's been going. And Norm's, I think he's only missed about 4 or 5 days. And, you know, he gives all the credit to the Mega Green Smoothies. He said that's what keeps him going. So.
Well, do you have local food? Do you buy local vegetables?
Yeah, our pastrami and our burgers are from Prather Ranch. We use Prather Ranch meat. We actually get that from Kent's. You know, we go down to Kent's. We worked a wholesale deal out with him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a great, great local place to get food there. I love the guy over there. And then, we go through General Produce, which is a Sacramento and Shasta Lake City, or Mount Shasta produce company. And they have a great program where they try to source as much local produce as possible. They have a local initiative. And during the summer, it's all real local, you know, towards the wintertime, local, I think sort of means San Diego and Imperial Valley, but I mean, towards the wintertime.
Yeah.
But they do a good job. They keep us up to date and stuff. We also have been, slowly but surely every year we get more and more local farmers bringing stuff to us. They increase the size of their crop. They can't sell it all at the farmer's market. We work deals out with them so that they could bring their over surplus stuff to us on Monday through Thursday. And so we've been getting the berries for our smoothie are all grown locally. Our tomatoes, we have a couple people that just bring tomatoes to us and we actually trade them credit for it. So it's neat. We're starting to source some more and more things locally. You know, our baked goods, our cookies and stuff are made in, down by Sacramento, and then we have a local gluten-free baker who's doing stuff here. And so as we go along, we're trying to learn more and more how to do the local.
Well, you're really delivering what you say. You want to give healthy food, gluten-free, local produce, as organic as you can make and as fresh as you can make. And you can't get much fresher than berries grown right here in town and brought to you.
Yeah, I mean, they're and you know, the kale it's on our salad bar, there's a guy over in Palisadro growing the kale for us, and he's brings it about 3 times a week to us, and you know, sometimes he said it's been picked an hour ago, so it's working out good. So we're slowly learning to get more and more stuff like that.
Well, great. Yeah. You know what? We're really, really, really proud to be associated with you in this way, but also just going down and eating down there is always a treat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're going to step it up this winter. We're going to start doing some more classes we're opening the restaurant in the evening sometimes to some of the local people like the Shasta Permaculture Society is going to start having meetings there. Dr. Rousseau, we've been talking to him.
Yeah.
We've been talking to him about holding some classes there. He's a wealth of knowledge. And
oh, he's really into the juicing side of
it. Juicing side and all that. So we've been trying to work with him to get classes going there.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Todd, next door, you know, has been doing things, and he might start doing some classes for us. So we're going to try to make it an education center too, just not eating healthy, but a place for people to come and learn how to live healthy.
Great. So. Okay. Our guest has been Brian Garcia from Gorilla Bites, which is, if you know, I can say this because I'm down there probably once or twice a week at least. A great place to eat. The prices are extremely reasonable too. Yeah. We're trying. Well, you know, with organic and fresh and all this, I mean, most time you see the prices just go off the charts. But and your staff is knowledgeable, friendly. The place is immaculate. So, I mean, I can't say much more than that. And Gorilla Bites is a great place to go to. Right down here in the promenade.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Carl.
You bet. We'll be right back after these messages.
September 27th and 28th, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest, September 27th and 28th at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by Discount Tire Outlet, Redding's newest and largest warehouse supplying gently used but not abused tires. From the purchase of a single tire to an entire set, you'll be surprised at the money you'll save at Discount Tire Outlet on Charlane Drive off of Airport Road. Come by and check out the largest selection of used tires at Discount Tire Outlet, your local treadmill, where we relieve inflationary prices every day.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Redding landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Redding.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I am fired up. Carl Lindebot. 530-605-4567 is portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Let me tell you about what a great place Orchard Nutrition is. You talk about a restaurant like Gorilla Bites, but then you have Orchard Nutrition that has an in-store deli, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements, raw milk, you name it, they've got The people down there that were going to help you with anything you buy, your nutrition experts, the North States nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition, they're giving classes down there now on health and what you should be eating, what you shouldn't be putting in your body. They're located at 221 Locust Street in the Chevron Square Shopping Center. Back, you know, behind the other ones there, you can see it's a huge building. Give them a call at 244-9141. Again, 221 Locust Street, Orchard Nutrition. Okay, now, what's happened? We've already talked a little bit about the Navy Yard, how people are already starting to scream about wanting more gun control. And Russian. Okay, I want to talk about this. I just didn't get a chance to talk about this. By the way, Sheriff Thomas Sinkle is in our station.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And I think we've got Chief Paletti's on his way down to talk about this. This roundup of recalcitrants.
Right. We had a warrant sweep and Shasta's most wanted kickoff.
Okay. We'll talk about that after, you know, around 8 o'clock.
Probably.
Yeah. Right after that, in fact. Russia and taking over our foreign policy in the Middle East. I just love this. And people are trying to put a happy face on this, and I don't know how you can do that. How do you put a happy face on what's happening in Russia? With Russia taking and having Syria, okay, no, we're going to take their chemical weapons. Well, how do you know that? Oh, well, we're going to define that. We're going to have people there to make sure it happens. You know what? That is such a bunch of hooey. We're going to have people there. We're not going to know what's going to happen. The Russians and the Syrians have worked this thing out. Now, is that bad? That's me. You're turning down. It's what we're just talking about is people are fooling around with our headphones. The big thing is not the Syrians, which is huge. What's bigger is what happens when Russia offers to Iran to be the one that checks out the nukes. They're, you know, the fact, oh, we're not making nuclear weapons. We're just trying to make, you know, we're trying to bring on nuclear power. And Russia brokers the deal. Russia brokers the deal to be the inspectors in Iran. Oh, yeah, you can have a couple other people there, but we are going to be the ones that do it. So now they've taken Syria. They have, you know, and by the way, in Syria, 2 years ago, if we were going to support the Syrian rebels, might have been the time to do it because you knew who they were. They were the ones that we could have given arms to. 2 years later, after dithering by Obama the ditherer, we don't know who's on the other side, except we are pretty sure it's Al-Qaeda. And a lot of the people that moved into Lebanon and caused all these problems, moving from Iran into Syria and then into Lebanon, resulting in terrorist acts there, including the bombing of the Marine barracks there and the French headquarters. And it are the same groups of people. And just yesterday, Obama says they can forget, you know, they can, I'm just going to send arms to the rebels. Yes, I have to waive a couple parts of our not sending weapons to terrorist organizations, but that's okay. We don't know anymore, my friends. We still don't know what's going on in Syria. We still don't know. We just accept that Russia's got the lead in there, and the next step for them to do is to go into Iran and broker that deal. And then at that point, our influence in the Middle East has gone to about lower than, what would you say, a snake's belly?
There's a Navy term, but I won't use it on the air.
How about lower than a snake's belly?
Involving a whale.
Our foreign policy, can anybody see this? And in the middle of this, We've got Obamacare where the whole nation is confused. The McDonald's is crawling on their hands and knees. All the franchise owners, over 300 of them, crawling on their hands and knees through Congress going, don't do this to us. Don't do this to us. Obamacare. What can I say?
And Walmart is kicking a bunch of their people off.
You know what? This whole thing. You know, it could be a well thought out written thing. I think Bob Williams had something I read, and I thought, well, that makes sense, sir, Bob. I don't agree with everything you say, but there are parts of the Obamacare plan that's okay. But my gosh, the way it's written now and what's going to happen is horrendous, my friends, horrendous. We'll be right back after the news. Sheriff Tom Basenko and Chief Rob Paletti will be here to talk about Shasta's Most Wanted.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans keep trying to scrap Obamacare.
We're going to continue to do everything we can to repeal the president's failed health care law.
House Speaker John Boehner says a continuing resolution he hopes to approve this week would defund Obamacare while funding the rest of the government through mid-December. He also wants to tie raising the debt limit to budget cuts, but Democrats oppose both, warning the showdown could lead to a shutdown.
Shutting down government and all that it does throughout the country is like shutting down the economy. It's like shutting down jobs when you shut down the economy.
That's Congressman Javier Becerra. Now, the president is meeting with business leaders this morning. He says they've never seen anything like the Republicans are trying to do, hold up the budget over defunding a law. Matthew Cordell's done just what he said he'd do when he confessed to a crime in a video online. The Ohio man has pleaded guilty to killing a man while driving drunk in June. He faces at least 2 years in prison for aggravated vehicular homicide. The search continues in Colorado for people not heard from since the devastating flooding. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Boulder.
Dave, there are still 300 people unaccounted for, and officials in Larimer County say hundreds of others in mountain towns that have been cut off are refusing to leave. Todd Gravel lives in Boulder. His condo was flooded, and he's now living in a hotel.
If they want to stay up there, that's their business. But I have the philosophy that if something does happen, it's kind of selfish on their part, that if someone has to go up there and rescue them, then it's a huge expense.
Right now, there's concern about where all of this water went, much of it to the northeast, where residents are waiting to see if a river there surges and impacts their towns, Dave.
Jessica, at least 5 people are dead in Ottawa, Canada, after a passenger train crashed into a double-decker bus.
Witnesses were saying that the barrier that goes over the train tracks was low at the time. It had been lowered, and the train kept the bus kept going towards the train, and some of the passengers were yelling at the bus driver to stop.
CBC reporter Allison Crawford at a hospital where victims are being treated. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 33 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The House is holding another hearing into the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Libya.
Over 1 year later, no State Department personnel have been held accountable for the department's failure to protect the Benghazi consulate.
Republican Ed Roy says not one even lost a paycheck, though Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy gave a rebuttal saying 4 senior State Department officials were reassigned to lesser jobs.
I submit respectfully, Mr. Chairman, that accountability includes being relieved from your job and assigned to other positions. To me, that is serious accountability.
Russia says it will take to the UN evidence Syria's regime has handed over, detailing what it claims is proof it was rebels who carried out last month's chemical weapons attack that killed hundreds. The U.S. and our allies firmly believe the regime did it, prompting the threat of force over Syria giving up its chemical weapons. North Korea says it's open to new nuclear talks.
North Korea's nuclear envoy said Pyongyang is ready to talk, but not if other nations make demands in advance. 6-party talks last fell apart 5 years ago, and before they recommence, Washington has said North Korea must do something to show good faith toward giving up its nuclear weapons. China, too, today called for new talks, the foreign minister saying, when they were last underway, things were stable on the Korean Peninsula. The trouble resumed, he said, when the talks failed. In the Asia Bureau, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Getting word out of Tennessee that a judge has ruled in favor of parents who want their 8-month-old baby to be named Messiah. At a paternity hearing last month, a magistrate changed the baby's name, saying Messiah was a title reserved for Jesus. Today, a judge overturned that decision, saying the magistrate had acted unconstitutionally. A lot of Americans are dreaming big today about the Powerball.
Yeah, man, $400 million.
$400 million is a lot.
It's the fifth biggest jackpot ever. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. Linda's in Sacramento. Her parents are downsizing, which means we're upsizing. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, in our chat room right there. Let's start with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, who's going to tell us what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. At this point, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points at 15,499. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,702, and the NASDAQ is positive 1 at 3,747. Active stocks today include Facebook, which is up 3 cents at $45.10, and Bank of America down 1 penny at $14.55. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 6 cents at $18.80, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 4 cents at $41.03. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.88%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $11.60 at $1,297.80, and silver is down 33 cents at $21.45. Crude oil is up 72 cents at $104.18. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 for the best advice you're going to get on what's happening in Wall Street. Give them a call. Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. High near 85 today under sunny skies. Northwest winds going to have some gusty winds up to about 15 miles an hour. So please, actually the gusts will be up to 20, and that's a fire danger, so be aware of that. Clear tonight, the winds will diminish. The low will be around 58. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 90. And currently in Reading, we have 62 degrees.
62 degrees. It's great. You know what? Last night, Elk Killer hears something like 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, what's out there at 1 o'clock in the morning? So I'm going to turn on lights, you know, flashlighting out there. As the chief told me, I took a shotgun.
Pulled a couple of grenades in the armory.
I armed the claymores. You know, the sheriff said, you know, it's okay to carry something that shoots automatically if it looks like they're bad. No. I'm saying this because the chief and the sheriff are sitting right here with me. But you know what? You know, getting back into
cringing.
Bed. Getting, yeah, cringing. You know, but getting back into bed, a lot of times you'll stay, you know, after that happens, you go to, you know, you just lay there. Well, I don't do that anymore since I got my Sleep Number bed. And, it's just so easy. If you have to get up, you can go back to sleep. And, you know, I can adjust those numbers. In this case, it's a 40. But, you know, with it being hot and then going to cold, as we have our one day of spring and one day of fall here in, Reading, you know that. Sleep Number has something that's just outstanding. It's called their new dual temp layer. It's a temperature balancing layer that simply goes on top of your mattress. And it can be added to any mattress. It just doesn't have to be a Sleep Number bed. It can be any mattress. And what it does, it evenly heats or cools each side of the bed. So if your wife may be sleeping hotter than you are these days, or you're sleeping hotter than her, you can adjust the temperature in your bed along with the number. I can't say much more than that. It's dual-sided, so you can each select the ideal temperature and bed setting there. So how do you get one of those? Head on down to our Sleep Number store right there in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. The people there, the people that run the place are just outstanding. They're very knowledgeable. They know what they're doing. They're going to get you a right number for your sleep. And queen mattresses are starting at $699, but ask them about the new dual temp layer, Sleep Number. Okay, we've, like I said, we're sitting here with our sheriff, Tom Basenko. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And Chief Rob Pelletti.
Good morning.
And I really like watching you all. You start, your eyes get tight when I start talking about strange things when it comes on how to react to cats in your backyard.
I was just envisioning the big searchlights coming on and the air raid siren and then, the dog's coming loose, and then you're coming out there with some type of defensive armor.
My defensive ghillie suit on, you know.
Defensive armament.
Yeah, it turns out it's a possum, and it's, you know, that we're chasing around the yard. Anyway, we're going to we got to take a quick break, but the reason this is that the chief came in here today and the sheriff at the same time is to talk about a new program you all just launched,
yep.
which I'm very proud of, and I hope that everybody, I hope this does the good that you all want it to. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio for the North State.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
I remember when welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I remember when I lost my mind. I can tell you the exact day. December 14th, 2008.
But you've been having fun.
I have. Hey, this portion of the show is, and you know why? Because we have, you know, great, great people that work with us here, like Holiday Harbor. You know, it's, you think the summer's over, but it's still warm out there. You can still have those great times. We were out on Whiskey Town the other night. It was beautiful. So imagine having your own patio boat out there or your houseboat out there on Lake Shasta. So check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, patio boats. They've got a package to fit every budget. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina are friends out there. 238-2383. Or check out their website, lakeshasta.com. Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. And then, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. Tell us what, Shasta County's most wanted.
Well, yesterday we had a big warrant sweep. All the law enforcement agencies get together in the area. Reading Police, Shasta County Sheriff, Anderson, Marshall, CHP, Probation Department.
We had more acronyms than you could throw.
Yeah, it was alphabet soup.
Was the Northern California State Militia out there by any chance?
No.
Okay, no. They weren't helping. No. All right, just want to make that clear.
So we went out and did a warrant sweep, probably 30, 40 people on the list, and we were out there hunting them down, arresting them. And these were the offenders that had been convicted but then failed to show up in court for sentencing. And so that just clogs up the courts because they're not there. And they keep coming back in sometimes, but not showing up. Some of these people were sentenced or are two to be sentenced for state prison, others for the jail. But we wanted to get them into custody, hold them accountable, and then get them sentenced. If they're going to go to county jail, they'll get shipped out of county for the contracts that we have. And then if they're going to state prison, they'll get shipped down to the big house. And we made about 12 arrests yesterday.
How many people were you looking for?
We had 40 on the target list. So, you know, it's kind of like
they're in the general area. You just
Those people move around a lot. They change.
They don't have. Yeah, I was going to say
a lot of them were transients. Your transitory type. The fact of the matter is we have, according to the courts, over 400 people in Shasta County that have been convicted of a crime and failed to appear at sentencing. These people have to be held accountable for their crimes. So what we're going to do in the Shasta's Most Wanted, yesterday was the kickoff warrant sweep, but each week we're going to put the top five or six. We're going to release them to the media for publishing on websites, newspapers, the news. We're going to put their faces and their whatever we can release to the public on the public, you know, Records Act request. But we're going to put that information out there. Hopefully those subjects will just come turn themselves in. I said yesterday we'll gladly accept them at the lobby of the police department.
So you'll send it to us. We'll start a new file here. Shasta County's Most Wanted, so people can click on that and have their photos.
We're gonna.
Is that the way you're gonna do it?
Yep. We're gonna send it out each Friday and for publishing on Sunday. The Record Searchlight's gonna put about a half page in the paper with their faces. They're gonna be on the news. They're gonna be in all the radio station websites. They can come turn themselves in.
Go to the police departments, turn themselves in. Come to the lobby of the jail, turn yourself in. But we're coming for them.
We're coming. And that's the message we wanted to get across yesterday is we're coming for you. And we're going to send flyers out to every law enforcement agency, so it's not just, you know, a warrant sweep group that's going to look for them. It's every patrol officer, every CHP officer, every Shasta County Sheriff's Deputy, Reading PD, Anderson PD. We're all going after this group.
A couple, three times a day, all of our law enforcement agencies, the patrol officers, have their briefings. They're going to get bulletins, too, for those most wanted. They get bulletins for wanted vehicles, like stolen vehicles and stuff like that. They're going to have most wanted there to see where we can find these people.
Well, if you take a look at, you know, when the, and we'll get to this eventually too, is the Shasta mugshots. But if you took a look at them, or, you know, that almost every one of them after their crimes has got a failure to appear on there. You know, either a misdemeanor or a felony on that. So once they've been caught or once they've been sentenced, they just leave.
Well, there's thousands of warrants out there, you know, for different stages of the failure to appear. Yeah. We're focusing on those right now to start this program that have already been convicted. We're just waiting to get them sentenced. If we don't get them sentenced, they don't get to the sheriff for their jail time. They don't get to probation for these rehabilitative programs. We have to get them through the courts.
Well, let me ask a question here. Is once, okay, guilty, I'm sentencing you to 2 years in the, you know, into jail. So it's going to be the county jail. It's 2 years.
When you say guilty, comma, then there's a space before sentencing. Usually a month or so.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have to prepare reports through probation.
Oh.
And also prepare some of their defense on why, what they should get for the sentencing. Probation has to prepare a report for sentencing for the court.
Oh.
So they tell us right now from the time.
It's not like the old days, you just send them to jail.
Yeah, when Judge Roy Bean would either put him into Hoos Gow or send him to the trap door.
Give him to the bear.
Well, probation has a new program called supervised release, supervised OR, where the judges can order that they be placed on supervised OR and probation can put an ankle bracelet on them so we can monitor them while they're supervised. We cannot do that without the judge's order. So the judges are in line with this, supposedly. The judges can, if they can't get the sentencing hearing done in 48 to 72 hours, which is what they've told us from the time we arrest them to the time the sentencing hearing takes, if they can be done in that time period, Tom's reserved space to hold them in jail until they see the judge. Either way, they're staying in jail until they see the judge. But if the sentencing hearing has to go longer than that, the judges have the option to put them on supervised OR, and that's kind of what we want them to do, because right now if they just say mandatory appearance or high bail, Tom only has two choices, and that's hold them, well, we know the jail's full, or let them go. So we're trying to work these new programs to get better accountability for these people.
Any given day, I only have about 8 beds in the jail available.
Any day?
Any day.
Wow.
And then there's about 40 to 60 arrests per day. So do the math.
Let me think here.
That's a little bit of deficit.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. All right. Guest is Sheriff Tom Basinkle and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We've been talking about this new program, Shasta County's Most Wanted. These are people that have been convicted of a criminal offense, been convicted, and yet they fail to appear for their sentencing. We'll be right back.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Friday night, high school football again takes center stage right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the Central Valley Falcons. The action starts at 7 o'clock live from Community Stadium on the campus of Enterprise High School. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Central Valley Falcons. Friday night football on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different, as Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Car, Carmona's Appliances, Hall Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This is your talk radio station, my friends. 605-4567, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his team. From Granite Kitchens and Bathroom Makeovers to Forever Furniture and the Ultimate Lucky Smoker, which is in my backyard, which we use, and it is outstanding. Mike Huber has our trust and confidence for a good reason. He's earned it. Give him a call, 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite, and more. Sheriff Tom Basinkle is here.
Good morning.
And Chief Rob Pelletti.
Morning.
Good morning. You got law enforcement day.
I'm having, you know what? I am just, you know, I'm just, should call the Anderson, chief of police. Had him in here.
We could do that sometime.
Well, you know what?
I called him Chief Anderson yesterday at the press conference. Oh, I like that. Instead of Chief Johnson from Anderson.
I nudged Rob and go, it's Johnson. Chief Johnson from Anderson.
I have a problem with the name Johnson too. I mean, we've introduced my sister as Sandy Johnson, and that's not her name. I have no idea why that happened. Anyway, for the Shasta mugshots, everybody's talking about getting the mugshots back up, but there's something people don't understand.
Mugshots and Shasta mugshots, two different entities, are private businesses. They scraped or mined information off the sheriff's website to create a private business. Sometimes that information isn't accurate. They have like a guy's head on a female's name, and they might have wrong charges on there. It can cause some problems for law enforcement if you go through all these mugshots and say, that's a guy, but we bring our mugshots. We call them a six-pack for a photo lineup. You've already been tainted to a degree for the identification of that person.
Because somebody's already been looking at these
things. Yeah, so that could be a problem in court. The other part is, once you're on the internet, you're never off of it. So some people have been wrongfully accused. Maybe the case is dropped. They're found innocent, but it's still out there.
Forever.
And then some places are charging. I got a bulletin the other day from the FBI, charging up to $1,500 to get your name and photo off of their website. So they're kind of extorting the money out of there.
It's called extortion, isn't it?
And you can also have identity theft problems because you have a name and a date of birth that goes with that on the information. It's public information for the date of birth and everything.
Well,
so it's an issue. But the way it came up.
People want to see that, they want to see who's on mugshots, but they don't realize is that it's not up to the county to provide the money to make this work. Because it's a private concern, people make money off this.
And the way it came up was we did an upgrade to our fingerprint system, which is digital, and it also takes the photos, the mugshots at the time, and then a new system. Couldn't communicate with the old system of the jail management system in the jail. And that's where it came up and how it went down, the mugshots off of our website. But the information, name and date of birth and what they're in there for, is still on the sheriff's website. It's there.
Okay. Well, good. So, all right. So let's talk mugshots.
Yeah.
What else?
We got fire, which you had some information here on the fire, Carl, out at the Clover Fire. And I'd really thank Rob, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Chief.
We had the Clover Fire, and boy, that's really been galvanizing the community to come together and help the fire victims out there. There was about 68 homes that were destroyed, about another 120 structures, 300 structures were threatened, a lot of people displaced, and we have a lot of community groups and volunteers coming together to help them. And I think you have a list there, Carl.
Yeah, I have, like Haven Humane, of course, Haven Humane Society, the Salvation Army. Shasta College has drop-off locations at the Student Senate and all
for
our campus.
Clothing and stuff.
Right.
Yep.
Anderson, distribution. You know, Junk and Treasures, I've got so much stuff, they're looking for volunteers to help sort it.
The Red Cross has been out there to assist with housing and, evacuation center.
Happy Valley Children's Fire Relief, is an account established at Reading Bank of Commerce. You can just go down there and, make donations. North Valley Bank is seeking both food and monetary donations, prepackaged protein drinks or foods and drinks. And, of course, financial donations are always welcome.
And some nonprofits are getting together helping people clean up. Some businesses such as North State Recycling and Snitzer's Scrap Iron and a tow company are coming out there picking up the burned out cars and frames of either RVs or mobile homes and getting them off the property, helping the people clean up there as well. And Anderson Rotary this Sunday is going to be having a barbecue to raise funds for a fire relief fund for those victims at Anderson New Tech High School on North Street there. So that's
a lot of people get. Hey, was there much looting?
There was no reports of looting. We had officers on 24 hours a day. As soon as we closed down the roads for these fires, we have the officers doing patrol and going out there, contacting people and looking. Because sometimes people don't evacuate, which became an issue for one person who was killed. We take these evacuations seriously and ask people to leave. One person chose not to, and then it cost him his life, and that's very unfortunate. But no reports of looting, so there's always rumors of that, but we haven't had any reports of it. So the community's coming together, and a lot of things going on. Also, watch for scammers. Make sure that if anybody's coming out to do work at your house, that they're a licensed contractor, and they'll have to have a license, a six-digit number. And if they're a handyman or anything else, that's not a licensed contractor. And we are there to help with the county as well through the assessor's office if you had catastrophic damage like loss of a house and everything.
What else you got, Carl?
Well, you know, believe it or not.
I saw you looking in your book.
I have a happy birthday shout going out to Carolyn from her husband, Ted. I don't ordinarily do this, but you know what? Carolyn, he loves you a lot. And happy birthday. I hope you have a great day today. And Ted loves you. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't ordinarily do that. But he gave me a call last night, and he's a partner. Okay, we've got about 20 seconds. When we come back, let's talk guns.
Okay.
And gun laws, and the people can still call in to the governor right now to have him veto some of these things.
We got a number there, and I'll cover some of the bills that are on his desk.
Are these horrendous, Tom? I mean,
some of them
really.
Are. Yes.
I mean, really. I mean, what are they thinking of? We'll be right back after this news.
Don't think that they are thinking.
Right. No, that's for sure. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In Colorado, hundreds remain unaccounted for in flooding there.
The search continues for people who may be stuck inside their homes. Nico King with FEMA says helicopters continue to be used to search in mountain towns that were cut off, but...
they won't just fly around without having a mission. It's kind of a transitional period where it's us, boots on the ground.
Larimer County Sheriff officials say there are still hundreds who are refusing to get out of their houses.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. A deadly crash between a passenger train and a bus in Ottawa, Canada.
It was a double-decker bus, and the entire front of it was sheared off. We know at least five people are dead. Many more are injured. The pictures are absolutely horrific.
CBC reporter Allison Crawford and drugstore chain Walgreens, the latest big employer to send its workers shopping for health care. Company says it'll start giving workers a contribution toward the cost of coverage. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You hungry for the greatest, juiciest, best-tasting steaks around? Dry Creek Station Steak Dinner start at $7.99. A mouth-watering 16-ounce porterhouse steak, only $15.99. Or prime rib starting at $9.99. If you're in the mood for barbecue, Dry Creek Station offers all-you-can-eat beef ribs, $13.95 while they last. Bacon wrap prawns or filet mignon beef kebabs might tickle your fancy, or maybe seafood sounds tasty. Order up the Italian or teriyaki grilled salmon filet, steamer clams, tender calamari steak pan-fried in their secret sauce, or beer-battered prawns. Double your pleasure with twin lobster tails, $24.99, or steak and New England lobster for just $17.99. Dinner served 7 nights a week and includes all the fixings. Jumpstart your weekend with breakfast at Dry Creek Station Saturday and Sundays from 8 till noon. Starting at $3.99, their breakfasts are the best value in town. Are you hungry? Then head for Dry Creek Station, 8 minutes east of I-5 on Highway 299 east of Bella Vista. Great food, great prices. That's where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda's in Sacramento, but I'm here with you today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am heading today to get a haircut. You know why? Because they give great haircuts. They have great prices. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Two things. I've got one more shout out to Carolyn, just in case. You know, both sides of 830. Happy birthday from Ted. He sends his love. Like I said, I don't ordinarily do that. The other thing is, we were just talking about agencies that are helping people that were in the fire. Bruce Alexander, who is the principal engineer of BCA Engineering, has offered his assistance to people that are having to rebuild with the fires. And that, you know, he specializes not only just in the plans, but also permits helping people get through those problems. And give him a call at, 347-1022. 347-1022. And he'll be hearing the advertisements on the station, but he brought these in and says, look, there's ways I can help. And he wants to do that. Okay. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko. And Tom, these gun laws, these onerous gun laws that are coming down the pike here. How many of them are there? Someone said like 15?
Yes, there's about 15 or so gun laws that did make it to the governor's desk. And some of them are very onerous. I'm working with gun groups such as Gun Owners of California and NRA and putting together a group of sheriffs to try and get to a meeting together with the governor to encourage him to veto some of these bills. One of them is one by Daryl Steinberg. He's the majority speaker in the Senate, and he wants to basically ban all guns, long guns, rifles, with detachable magazines. And that's that can be just some very common hunting semi-automatic.
The Remington Woodmaster is
Remington Game Master. Game Master, which is a semi-automatic gun that's been around for decades, has a detachable magazine. They want to try and ban that for future sales, and then you should have to register it as an assault weapon. That's no more an assault weapon than a BB gun.
And not only that, but you can't pass it on. You can't.
That's correct. There's another one.
You can't pass on a keepsake that your father's passed to me. My father's passed to me. I can't pass it to my son.
There's another law another piece of legislation that's on the governor's desk that prevents that if the gun is not on what they call the California safety roster. And basically guns have to go through a registration process by the manufacturer to be on this safety list. The gun, if it's obsolete, won't be on the list. The manufacturer's not going to pay $50,000 to put it on that list to go through the testing part. So that means if you have any keepsake as a father or a grandfather and you want to pass it on, you'd be prohibited doing that, which is unreasonable. Another one allows Oakland to pass its own gun regulations. That even goes against the Constitution for the state and federal government, because federal law is the highest law of the land.
Yeah.
State law is next, and then local law. They're saying, hey, let local law be above state regulations, because that could be more onerous within the city of Oakland. And then they're making their own laws, which could be in conflict with the state law, which causes confusion as well.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, I think that's a great idea. If they would give the Northern California area the right to make our own gun laws, that we don't have to listen to the other ones. They just gave Oakland special dispensation. Wouldn't you like to have Shasta County have our own gun laws?
We would probably be less onerous than
I mean.
That's
because I would, you know what?
Another one, from, Nancy Skinner, AB 48, bans magazine repair kits. Magazines are mechanical. They have a spring, a follower, and a box. They do wear out, especially if you're a competitive shooter or you're going out for a lot of sports shooting like squirrels and such. That can be onerous because now you won't be able to repair your magazines, and so they're trying to ban that. Another huge one that's going to impact, I believe, the California economy as a whole and local economies is the lead ammunition ban, which is AB 711. And so for any lead ammunition for hunting, that would include shotgun ammunition, 22 ammunition, or any other sporting rifle to go out hunting with, it would ban it. Then on the other side, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF as it's usually referred to, has declared that any non-lead solid core ammunition, which they do make that for hunting purposes as well, is considered to be armor-piercing, and that's illegal. So now, where are you supposed to get your ammunition? You can't have lead ammunition for hunting, and now you can't have solid core ammunition because it's armor-piercing. That's how they're going to try and limit.
And the thing about it is we've already limited where condors are, which are just buzzards, that where the condors are at. It's already in restricted areas.
And they've still had additional die-off from lead. Lead comes from a lot of sources, fuels such as diesel and gasoline, paints, and other sources. So if it's been banned in that area for years and they're still having die-off, it's coming from other sources. And there was some science that was debated upon whether it was flawed or not on the way they came about, because some lead is absorbed through water and other liquid sources versus solid lead like is coming out of the metal.
And also they're finding is that they're having problems with the nesting and all that because they are carrion eaters, is that what they're eating is walruses and seals and things like this that have high amounts of lead in their system from being in the water and the fish they eat. And so that's a problem. So I mean, not lead, but DDT.
We're trying to put together a bunch of us sheriffs that are pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment. We're trying to get together and get a meeting with the governor.
Before the 15th?
I think he has about a month to sign these.
Okay.
Also, the California State Sheriff's Association, representing all 58 of us, has opposed SB 374, which goes to that detachable magazine gun registration, gun ban bill as a whole. I was instrumental in trying to get the association to oppose that one.
Well, good. So at least, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, and the things they don't mention, the M1 battle rifle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not part of that. Yeah. Even though it's probably one of the best battle rifles that's ever been invented.
Or an M1A.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to take a break here. We got people on the line. We'll get right back to you, Terry. But here's a number. Start writing this number down. 916-445-2841.
And that's to call in to the governor's office and voice your opinion.
Tell him
on what you want him to veto. It'd be good if you were informed as to the specific bills. Be polite, be informed, and ask him to veto certain bills. There's a long list of them. You can do some research on them through various websites. But call in. Have your voice heard. That's all part of being an informed voter and citizen.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from.
September 27th and 28th, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. Tickets on sale now with the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest. September 27th and 28th at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by Discount Tire Outlet, Redding's newest and largest warehouse supplying gently used but not abused tires. From the purchase of a single tire to an entire set, you'll be surprised at the money you'll save at Discount Tire Outlet on Charlane Drive off of Airport Road. Come by and check out the largest selection of used tires at Discount Tire Outlet, your local treadmill, where we relieve inflationary prices every day.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Redding landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. for the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say? Martin Graff is the owner and operator there for over 25 years of experience. Every one of their installers and service technicians are factory trained. And they offer a optional 10 years part and labor warranty in everything they put in. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We use Alliance Heating and Air, and we can't say enough about them. Give them a call at 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest, and let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Carl. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
We're peachy.
Anyway, the phone number you gave, 916-445-2841, I got through on that number. That's a great number to give people. I called Sam Paredes' office, Gun Owners of California, yesterday. I talked to Julie. She said the very best thing we can do as citizens is to call the governor's office. I got through. I talked to someone there. They actually listened. And I think that there's a teetering toward Brown maybe listening to his constituents, at least on some of these laws. So I want to encourage people on that. Also, Julie said that there is a packet available. We have that coming for people who need it to where they can get, they can go ahead and they can start, handling a procedure in which we can start pushing the governor to start moving toward vetoing these bills. And, I've got Sam's, email here if I may give it.
Sure.
SAMP at Gun Owners SEC. So it'd be SAMP at Gun Owners SCRA.com. And the phone number there is 916-984-1400.
You know, and I think, listeners can also go to the Gun Owners of California website. Sure. and get some information there if they'd like to. Or they can go to the NRA ILA website and get California perspectives as well, because I know they sort that out.
But, yeah, the NRA has been good. Sam's really on top of this, as you guys know. He's been
on the show here.
Yeah, right. Well,
several
he's been
times.
Fighting that every day. So yeah. But this packet they made, I'm not clear what's in it. All I know is that Julie said she was sending it to me.
That packet's going to include.
Can request this. Anybody can request it, Carl. It may be a good idea to have that there at the station. And Tom, thank you for standing up for us as our sheriff, and thank you. If you guys go down there as a group and you tell Governor Brown how you believe, I'm sure that it will have an impact. I know it will have an impact, so thanks for doing that.
You bet.
Okay, Terry.
I already have 12 of my colleagues lined up, and there's more lining up already that want to go down and see the governor, so I'm working on that. Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Hey, you know what, Tom, people, if they pass these things, You had something really, it was, your comments on that during the break. You know, we get
these
new gun laws.
They become law. And of course, as law enforcement officers and sheriffs, we have to, follow the law. But we also have a broad amount of discretion, and whether or not, choose to, make it a priority for them, the enforcement of them. There's thousands and tens of thousands of laws on the books, but we usually use some of the big ones, such as burglary and homicide and all those. Those are obviously a priority. And we also want to make it clear that we don't want to see guns in the hands of criminals. And we're talking the felons, the ones we're out chasing every day. Criminals don't follow laws. That's why they're criminals. And they certainly aren't going to follow these new laws that they're trying to impose upon us as citizens to impact us. Criminals aren't going to follow that. And it's out of control in Oakland and our other major metropolitan cities in California and across the nation. Some of them, like Chicago, Washington, D.C., some of the most restrictive gun laws in the nation, yet they have some of the highest homicide rates due to guns, and the criminals aren't abiding by those gun laws.
I like what they said is, if gun laws worked, Chicago would be like Mayberry instead of Thunderdome.
Right.
We gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back, with our guest Sheriff Tomasenko, and we got, what else we have here?
Well, we'll talk a little bit about realignment and the Business Watch Group.
How about the medium security?
We'll talk about that as well. That'll under realignment.
We'll be right back.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club show and shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Hey, tomorrow we have George Runner on. Talk about some things from the franchise and
franchise tax board. You said the franchise.
Yeah, franchise tax board.
Well,
yeah. Plus other people. We got all types of things going on tomorrow too. Trish Clark will be with me. But to this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Spray Service. Whether you need a pest, weed, tree spraying, or lawn treatments, Our friends at Redding Spray Service can do this for you. And I mean, for your lawn, your, the weeds around the roads and all this. And we'll clean your yard up and it looks absolutely great. Give them a call at 530-221-3007 or check out their website at reddingspray.com. Sheriff Tom Basinko's here. Okay.
Good morning.
Now, the,
Realignment.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just, you know, the governor said he's not going to turn them loose.
That's right.
He says he's going to farm them out everywhere.
He approved a bill that has about $315 million of funding to house inmates out of state and in the state in private prisons and contracting with jails as well. I think Alameda County has about 1,000 beds that they could contract with the state, and he does not want to release
1,000 down, 9,000 to go.
And then there's another facility in LA at LA County. They had a facility that was partially closed and can house some inmates there. So he's trying to do everything that he can to avoid it. He's also requested a stay of a number of, I don't know if it's like 3 years, yeah, something like that, to go to the 3-judge panel. We call it 3JP, to the 3JP and, ask for a stay. I don't think they're going to be very.
I don't think so. You know, why would they do that? I mean, we have constantly screwed the pooch on this one. This is something.
The Supreme Court has ruled on it and said, hey, you got to make these guidelines, and I don't think you'll see other federal circuit judges overruling the Supremes. No. And then here locally, of course, we've had a full jail for decades, since 1993. We are working on, my staff and I are working on building and getting money from the state through a Senate bill, 1022, to get a medium security facility. And that would hold about 64 people. Doesn't sound like a lot, but we need that space for sentenced people. And the funding crux of this particular bill is the rehabilitative part, services and programs. And we want to locate that down off of Breslauer Lane near our work release facility down there, have them, and then they could attend classes and programs, alcohol and drug, mental health, parenting skills, vocational skills, GED, and work on that. We also have right now instituted a program called Step Up, which about 15 people are attending, people, students, inmates that are on our work release program are attending Shasta College.
How's that working?
Is working very, very well. They are involved in different groups within the college. They're out there taking the heavy equipment operating course, office operations like for clerical work, and the welding class, working very well. We're engaged with the faculty, the administration, and making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And they look at this, the students slash inmates, recognize this as an opportunity to where they can maybe get a break and succeed, and so far they're doing very well. What else you got?
Well, we have a caller, but we've only got a couple minutes left. Charles, good morning. We've got like a minute left for your question here.
Well, February 5th, the proposal.
What's your question, Charles?
I wish we had more than 2 minutes.
That's a minute.
Well, you called in the last 5 minutes, so we don't.
What you got?
Well, it was the proposal seems like it keeps morphing with every new presentation, because on February 5th the proposal was for a minimum security, and when asked why not medium, it was either you or somebody else, Sheriff, who said that a medium security facility would be too expensive, and so that was ruled out on February 5th. And then there was
quickly,
the manner in which that facility was presented to the public at different times.
So are you saying, Charles, that it seems to be changing all the time, right?
Right, and then Chief Paletti comes on and says, oh, well, this, just the other day, it says, oh, well, this facility, the people who presented it to him say that this facility will be used for people on CDCR-style work for a while.
Okay, we have to run, Charles. Okay. We've got like a minute left. Okay.
It has never, ever been a secure reentry facility in partnership with the prison system. It will be a medium security facility, such as a dormitory-style housing, and we'll also work with our work release program for some of those programs. Thank you very much for calling in, Charles. Carl, what do you
know
got?
You know what? We've run out of time, and I do want to mention everybody, it's, you know, 75th Dam celebration's going on.
And dam celebration.
And tonight they're going to have a Shasta Dam show and shine from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Visitor Center, and night tours of the dam plus Hard Times, Hard Work movie from 6 p.m. to 7:30. Give them a call at 276-2037.
Wow.
To get out there. And we're going to have the sheriff back on sooner than next month.
We're going to be talking about a little bit of marijuana.
We've got a lot of things, marijuana. A lot of things to talk about.
A lot of things going on.
So we'll have him on in the next couple of days. Carl and DeBott, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
Where there are gaps, we will close them.
The U.S. Defense Chief launching a wide-ranging security review stemming from the Washington Navy Yard massacre. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
And the first directive from Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
The review of physical security and access procedures.
In other words, how people enter military facilities around the world. Then a look at the Pentagon's procedures.
For granting and renewing security clearances, including those held by contract.
Hagel says they owe it to the victims of the Navy Yard shootings, nothing less than to review everything regarding military security. Lisa?
Rich, gunman Aaron Alexis had security clearance as a contractor despite mental problems and run-ins with the law. His mother speaking out.
Aaron is now in a place where he can no longer do harm to anyone. And for that, I am glad.
Kathleen Alexis saying she's so very sorry for what happened and doesn't know why he did it.
We have not seen this in the past.
President Obama accusing